Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning, my sisters and my brothers and my sisters, children of the Most High God. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, we will. We will rejoice and be glad in the day. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Prayer first, and it's like the dew in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So sweet to be in the presence of the Almighty God. Yes, it is. And when we pray, we're in His presence. Hallelujah. It's a joy. And you know, we're not just in His presence. In His presence is the fullness of joy. In His presence. Oh my God. In the presence of the great Creator, the self-sustaining one, the giver and the receiver of life, the only true and living God. Besides Him, there is none other. And Isaiah, he said, I know of none other. Now, where is He? Show it to me. Our God is good. And He loves you. He loves me. He loves us. And we're grateful for that. And we just have to remind ourselves. We may have challenges today, but I pray that you'll remember that God is in control. Yes, He is. So just let it go. Put it in His hand and watch what He does. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. It is just a privilege and a pleasure to be with you this morning. I look forward to it. I really do. I'm getting a little better learning about some things and how to be, how to present. The show and just how to make it interesting. Amen. But I think if I don't veer too much and stay close and allow the Holy Ghost just to have it his way, then I think we'll be okay. I think that will healing and deliverance and encouragement and empowerment, a stronger relationship with God. That's what we're all about. That's what we want to do one for the other. We're reminding each other, keeping each other strong in the Lord, and keep reminding each other that we can do the things that God has called us to do. That one, we can walk in this earth, on this earth, as children of the Most High God, with power and authority, in kindness and humbleness, meekness, not making a name for ourselves, but we're glorifying God, that the world may see what it's like to be loved by the Almighty God. And I know some, well, this didn't happen for me, and I was discouraged. I was let down here, and I was let down there. This didn't happen. But, you know, when we really stop and think about it, did we override what God told us to do? And we also have to remember. I have to remind myself, and I know crazy things can happen. People you think that really care about you, you go like, what happened? And they won't leave you alone. They just keep harassing. Well, why? You don't like me. Why are you in my presence? You know, you don't think I'm anointed. Why are you in my presence? And how people will sometimes try to do things to distract you. And I'm not going to say they let the enemy do it. It's just them. Then circumstances, situations can arise, and we're like, you have these plans, and you, oh, I got it today. And then bam, bam, bam. And you say, oh, Lord, I tried. I was doing this. We just have to remind ourselves that we can become aware of the distractions, able to identify distractions and say, that's a distraction. Call it for what it is, rebuke it and keep it moving. We do have control. We do have power. We do have authority. And sometimes we will go through situations so that we can exercise or become aware of what we have and how we are to operate, not get blindsided every time. So we stay in the Word. We pray. We meditate. Yes, we do. Every opportunity. And then we look to see what we can do. As I stated last week, how many times you're not on the street or on the highway, expressways, instead of talking so much, trying to figure out how you're going to talk on the cell phone? Have you thought about these streets you're passing? And I know some people not ready for that, and they may discourage people from doing it. But you can't even allow people to distract you from doing what you know is a good thing and a godly thing. Start praying for those streets. Take control and give them to God. Hallelujah. That's what we do. That's how we do this. Our attention, oh, Lord, I don't know what you called me to do. Start praying. You're going shopping before you get there and put your feet on the parking lot. Pray. You're going to get gas before you put your foot on the parking lot. Pray. Hallelujah. You don't know what you're preventing. Amen. Oh, you have power. It was given to you. And we ask God for daily wisdom. Hallelujah. Father, it is in the matchless, wonderful name of Jesus, Yeshua, the Christ, the Son of the living God. We come to you glorifying your most holy name, blessing your name. Hallelujah, for you are wonderful, you are marvelous. You are the sovereign God, the absolute power and the absolute authority. Besides you, there is none other. You are the great creator. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. We thank you for early rise this morning. We thank you for food on our table. We thank you for every provision that you have made, Holy God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Oh, God. Some can't do anything for themselves, but they're aware. And even being aware of your glory and your presence, we give you honor, Almighty God. We put this day in your hand under your authority, God. Some have done it earlier, but we confirm it now as a group, that you're in control, Almighty God. We're leaning and depending on you. We're thanking you, Almighty God, for the very breath that we breathe. We're hungry for your presence, so we're requiring your presence, Holy God. You have given us the authority to do it. Hallelujah, and we thank you for your presence. Thank you for being with us this day. Thank you that you're allowing us to walk and to declare your glory in our walk today, Almighty God. Bless us on the jobs, on the highways and the byways. Almighty God, we thank you for every opportunity to give you glory, to tell a dying world, Almighty God, about a God who loved them and will save them. Almighty God, we thank you. We see all the foolishness that's going on, the sin running rapid. But the earth is still yours, Almighty God. And all the world and they that dwell therein Every soul belongs to you, whether they believe it or not. You said in your word, all souls of mine, Almighty God. And if you said it, it is so, God. We thank you this morning. We thank you that you're blessing our measure of faith that you've given us. Glory. We thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for this day. Almighty God, every decision that needs to be made by us, we thank you that you'll step in and allow us to make the right decisions today. We thank you for being the God that heals your people. So we thank you that we are healed, Almighty God. Bless your name. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. So we thank you, Almighty God. We thank you that you're regulating minds, hormones in the body. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, your dwelling place. So we ask to clean now, Almighty God, so you can take your rightful place. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. We thank you that you're clearing the atmosphere, the stratosphere, and the hemisphere. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Thank you for adjusting things, Almighty God. Thank you for favor. Favor with you and favor with me. Thank you that everywhere your people's name is on, they find favor, Almighty God. Bless your name, wonderful God, Almighty God. Glory, majesty on high, sweeter than the honeycomb. Thank you now. Thank you for revelation, knowledge, and understanding. Glory be to your name. Thank you for making the crooked way straight. Thank you for replacement. Hallelujah. Thank you that no weapon formed shall prosper. Thank you that you are a real God. Hallelujah. Bless your most holy name. Thank you now. Glory. Thank you, Father, for peace on the job. Hallelujah. Peace in the home. Peace on the highways and the byways. Glory. Hallelujah. Peace in the airways. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your pastors. And your preachers and your apostles and your evangelists. Put a sweetness for you in them, God. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless your people. Guard your people. Protect your people. Those who are being persecuted for the sake of the gospel. Right now, Almighty God. Jesus. Bless your name. Save the persecutor. Show yourself that you stand for your people. Son of covering over your people. Almighty God. Son of covering over your people. Fight for your people. And we thank you for the victory. Almighty God. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, dear God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for the refreshing and the renewing. Thank you for the confidence. Hallelujah. Thank you for our hope, faith, and trust for today in you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, awesome God. Yes, you are. Oh, God. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for everything that you've already done. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for shalom, almighty God. Your shalom, hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you for ordering our steps. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Great God from Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Confidence can relax. Let go. Because you're in control. Thank you, Lord. Peace that flows like a river. Joy unspeakable and filled with glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We have great anticipation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for all the requests, spoken and unspoken. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is so good. God is so good. We just love the Lord. We just love it. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going into our scriptures this morning. We're going to start with Psalm 1 today. Hallelujah. Psalms 1. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. For the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. Let's let that soak in for a moment. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:13. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Remember that. Hallelujah. God is good. Just like to take a moment to invite you out to our independent churches field conference. It will officially start tomorrow night at 7:00, and I thought I had the card, and I don't have it with me. I do apologize. But I will be back on tomorrow, and I will have the address and directions for all those who would love to come. We would love to have you. We're knowing we're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. Hallelujah. We're having classes on Wednesday morning, and service at 7:30 Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday. Bishop Howard Franklin is the presiding prelate of this fellowship. Hallelujah. And as always, we would like for you to come and join us every Sunday at 3 o'clock, Gathering the Harvest Ministry. And we are at 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest. And the zip is 30311. Again, it's 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311. And I just, Sunday, oh my goodness, we have a fellowship on meeting on every third Sunday. And my Lord, Pastor Valencia Scott, oh, it's a haul out tour today. I mean, the Lord used her. And you know what was said, and the anointing, oh my God, lives was changed, encouraged, and empowered. She walked tall in that place on last Sunday. I thank God for her. She's a mighty woman of God, and we were just so honored to have her with us on last Sunday. There are a lot of things going on in the body of Christ, but I am so grateful that God has surrounded us with some very powerful people, people who have been in the ministry and the struggle, and they maintain their territory, maintain their ground, not interested in making a name for themselves, but doing the work of the Lord, faithful, almighty God, through many trials and tribulations, but holding on to their faith in the almighty God and what God has told them to do, and holding, not giving up any ground. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, glory, hallelujah, worshiping the Lord, honoring the Lord, glorifying in him, almighty God, that in God, hallelujah, in God. And when someone has gone through and not did anything to bring so much attention to themselves, and they're just bringing attention to God, and I am just so honored for the people that God has surrounded us with. And again, Pastor Valencia Scott, she really, really walked in her office on last Sunday. But if you're ever wanting to, like, I need to do something else, come join us, Gathering the Harvest, again, 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311. God bless. Now, back to our scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Jeremiah 29:11. This is so precious. I love this scripture. I just love this scripture. Jeremiah 29. How did I miss it? For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. 12, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. That's so good. That's comforting. Amen. That just does my heart glad right there. Just make me glad that God knows the thought and his intent towards each one of us, and their thoughts of good and not evil, to give us an expected end. Hallelujah. God is good. When you really think about how much you love by God, you know, you won't fall into a pity party. You won't fall into doing anything and everything just so you can get some love. Because I got a daddy. And then I can say, if I'm having issues with feeling it and knowing it and being reassured, I just ask God to remove any and everything that will be preventing me from being assured that I'm loved by him. It's personal. People say, you can't, or you shouldn't. He's my father. So you're going to start right there. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Going to start right there. So God, we love you and we thank you for loving us. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God loves us and he wants us to have a good life, wonderful life. And in him, and he doesn't want us to fall into all kinds of situations because we're looking for it in all the wrong places. Let's read some of John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And wherever I go, you know, and the way you know. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. 9. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me has seen the Father. Hallelujah. And 10, believe thou not that I am the Father, and the Father, I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Numbers and the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jude 24. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Until next Tuesday, have a marvelous day and have keep your faith in God. Hallelujah. You won't be sorry. This is Pastor Lee. Thank God bless.